Divorce often changes communication. A conversation that once happened at the kitchen table may now happen through text messages, email, parenting apps, attorneys, family members, church leaders, or scheduled exchanges. That change can feel painful and strange. Sometimes communication becomes too much, too many words, too many explanations, too many accusations, too many emotional hooks, too many late-night messages that restart the conflict. This is why wise communication matters. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such as is good for building up as the need may be, that it may give grace to those who hear." This does not mean every message after divorce will feel warm or easy. It means your words should serve a faithful purpose. They should not add unnecessary harm. They should not feed the fire. One helpful practice is to make communication brief, clear, factual, and non-escalating. Brief means you do not have to answer every accusation. Clear means the message can be understood without hidden meanings. Factual means you stay close to the actual issue. Non-escalating means you do not add insults, sarcasm, threats, spiritual manipulation, or old arguments. Here is an example of an escalating message. You always do this. You never care about anyone but yourself. I cannot believe you are still acting this way after everything you put me through. That message may express real pain, but it probably will not help resolve the practical issue. A wiser version might be, "I can pick up the children at 5 p.m. on Friday as scheduled. Please let me know by noon if there is a transportation issue." That message is shorter. It does not solve the whole relationship. It addresses the needed subject. Matthew 5:37 says, "But let your yes be yes and your no be no." Sometimes faithfulness sounds like fewer words. This is especially important in digital communication. Text messages can be misread, screenshots can be shared, quick replies can become evidence in conflict, late night emotions can become morning regret. Before sending a difficult message, pause and ask, "Does this need to be said? Does it need to be said now? Does it need to be said by me? Is this the right channel? Am I responding to the issue or am I reacting to the wound? Would I be comfortable if this message were read by a pastor, attorney, counselor, judge, or trusted mentor?" That last question can slow you down in a healthy way. Wise communication does not mean silence in the face of danger. It does not mean ignoring court orders, threats, harassment, stalking, abuse, or child safety concerns. Those concerns need appropriate help. A ministry leader should not act as your attorney, mediator, or safety expert. But in ordinary communication, fewer careful words may protect your peace and reduce conflict. This week, you will practice rewriting one difficult message. You will not be asked to send it. The goal is to learn how to move from reaction to wisdom. Your reflection question is this: where do your words tend to become too many, too fast, too emotional, or too easily pulled into old conflict? Your gentle next step is to take one message you are tempted to send and rewrite it in one or two calm, factual sentences before deciding whether it should be sent at all.